Hi, my name is Allison Mead, and welcome to LA FPI's podcast series. The Los Angeles Female Playwrights Initiative is dedicated to encouraging and promoting the work of female playwrights, and today I'm going to be speaking with Sean Serino, whose play Rue Royale is currently playing at the Hollywood Fringe Festival. Sean Serino is originally from New Orleans and has a degree in theater from Northwestern University. She's appeared in the original cast of Mary Zimmerman's Metamorphosis, and has since been acting and directing in Los Angeles for several years. Her credits include horror movies The Dead Matter and The Rage, and she has also several writing projects in development, including the film adaptation of Rue Royale and a one-hour drama series called Woodhaven. So welcome to you, Sean.
Oh, thank you. Good to be talking to you.
Well, Rue Royale is a play that takes place in New Orleans, where you're from, and follows a recent college graduate who returns home after finding out that her father has a terminal illness. How did that story come together for you?
Well, it's loosely based on my personal experiences. I say loosely because there's a lot of, you know, stuff that actually wasn't in reality, but it makes good drama. It basically came out of me wanting to put up a play. And it's kind of funny, not getting the rights to any other published plays that I wanted. I've been wanting to write for a long time, and I've always kind of had that creative writing bug, but I had yet to complete an actual work. So that was kind of the impetus for it, and that was the motivation that I needed. And I'm so glad that it happened, because that was probably the best thing that could have come out of that situation.
Yeah, it sounds like the universe is trying to send you a message there.
Exactly.
Well, Sophie is a really interesting character, and she becomes the lens through which the audience peers into this world of the French Quarter. So I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit more about her character and how she fits into the narrative.
Well, she's a recent college grad, and she returns home. She's gone out and gotten herself a blue chip education, and she returns home with aspirations of continuing on to New York City to pursue her dreams as an actress. And when she gets home, she knows that her father has been ill, but it's gotten worse, and it's kind of a crossroads for her in her life, whether or not to stay and fulfill familial duty and be with her family during this grieving time, or go and pursue her dreams and live her life and follow that path. So it's kind of a slice of life story, a crossroads story, and almost kind of a fish out of water story that is very familiar to a lot of people. I think it's a kind of a universal tale.
Yeah, she also has to make a really difficult decision during the course of the play. So I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that decision without giving too much away.
Okay. Yeah, the decision involves she's there, and she gets involved with some kind of bad elements. She starts to, party too much, drink too much, get involved with some unsavory characters that are really kind of leading her astray. And at the same time, she has her terminally ill father, which is there. So it's kind of like there's her duty to stay with her family and be there for her father. But at the same time, it's kind of her life is slipping away, she feels, because she's not doing what she's supposed to be doing with her life. And she is focusing on things that are really unhealthy and that could ultimately destroy her. So it's kind of like, should I stay or should I go and sacrifice my own sanity and sacrifice my own life for the sake of my family?
Right. Well, I also mentioned in the opening that you were working on the film version of Rue Royale. So what sorts of challenges does that bring when you're adapting your own play?
Well, actually, there's so much more that you can do with a screenplay than a stage play, just with the advent of editing and music and scene cuts and all that stuff. There's actually more that you can show with a screenplay.
Okay.
And different scenes and more characters that you can develop. So Rue Royale actually started as a screenplay idea. I had the outline, and I was all set to write it. But the opportunity for me to do a play, I had a space, and my theater, my acting studio was willing to give me the time slot to do a play. So I just went ahead and wrote it as a play. Now when I go back and write it as a screenplay, there's actually more freedom. I can introduce more characters. I can have more scenes of things that you can't really necessarily see on the stage. You just have to imply it.
Things like that.
Exactly, and different locations, exactly. So I'm really excited about that. I'm really, I think it's going to be such an opportunity to expand the story and show the audience even more.
Excellent. So when do you anticipate that would be coming into the world?
I'm working on it now. I'm anticipating by the end of the year, I will have a completed script, a rough draft, and obviously, they say writing is in the rewriting, so it will have to go through many, many rewrites before it's ready to be shot. But I would say definitely by Christmas.
Perfect. Well, I wanted to thank you so much for spending some time with me today, because I know that you're super busy as your play is running at the Fringe Festival. So thank you and good luck.
And thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
Well, Rue Royale runs at the Complex Theater in Hollywood on Saturday, June 9th at 3 p.m., Sunday, June 17th at 6:30 p.m., Tuesday, June 19th at 8:15 p.m., Saturday, June 23rd at 5:30 p.m., and Sunday, June 24th at 2 p.m. For more information about tickets, please visit www.hollywoodfringe.org. For more information about LAFPI's resources, activities, and opportunities, please visit www.lafpi.com.